This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Andrew Gall. Andrew is the producing artistic director of the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. Now, Andrew's with us to talk about the final run this weekend of Look Homeward Angel, and we'll get to other topics. Tell us about Look Homeward Angel.
Look Homeward Angel is based on the novel by Asheville author Thomas Wolfe, and it's about a young man who is growing up in a very, I guess you could say, dysfunctional family in the very real sense of the word. It's about his rite of passage. It's being directed by Elizabeth Westall, who is a longtime audience favorite at the Parkway Playhouse. She's appeared in many, many, many productions. In addition to a great cast, we have Andrew Prine back from Los Angeles again this summer to be a part of this production. Andrew was part of the original Broadway production. He played the young man, Eugene. In this production, he is coming full circle, and he's playing the father of that character. And this is a very special play. Andrew's career, which has gone on to be a very long and distinguished one, started here in Burnsville, and the whole show is absolutely magic. We're thrilled to have it. Look Homeward Angel will run this week, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. That's a little bit different. Last year, curtain times were at 8 p.m. This year, they're now at 7:30 p.m. If you want to get tickets, the box office is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, and then again an hour before showtime. Final performance is on Saturday, June 23rd. The best way to get tickets is to go to the Parkway Playhouse website. That's www.parkwayplayhouse.com. One of the problems that we have, and I suppose people tell me it's a great problem to have, is that we could probably put 10 phone lines in at the theater, and they would be busy all the time. It takes about 7 minutes for one of our box office staff members to complete a transaction over the telephone with a patron. We recommend, if you know where you want to sit, that you go to the Parkway Playhouse website or that you come by the theater directly to pick up your tickets. That's sometimes a little bit faster. If that's not possible, we recommend that you call early in the week, like Tuesday or Wednesday, and not wait until the day you want to attend the show. When you do call for reservations, before we can hold the tickets, we now ask that you go ahead and pay for the tickets using a Visa or MasterCard. But all tickets for all performances are now on sale, and we also have discounts for active military and students.
You guys feature a two-for-one night. Explain that.
Our two-for-one night, basically, every performance, the first performance of that run, is a two-for-one night where you can buy two tickets for the price of one. And we're thrilled to be able to do this, and this is because we've got such a wealth of support from the community that we're able to really deeply discount tickets. Tickets for the two-for-one nights are on June 28th for Fiddler on the Roof, July 12th for My Fair Lady, July 26th for Nonsense, August 9th for Greater Tuna, and August 23rd for The Importance of Being Earnest. Tickets for the two-for-one nights are general admission, which means there's no reserved seating. When you buy the tickets, you can go and sit in any open seat in the theater that you want to. If you are a season ticket holder, you will still need to make reservations for that, as we can't honor any other passes or discounts because of our arrangements with the publishers and the agents of the play, the playwrights, because they're paid out of box office proceeds.
You have Look Homeward Angel this weekend. Tell us what's coming up this season.
Fiddler on the Roof is next. My Fair Lady, which is sometimes referred to as the greatest musical comedy of all time. And then after that, we're doing a play called Nonsense, which is a musical about five nuns who have to put on a variety show to raise money for their school. One of the funniest plays I've read in a long time. Some people have asked, well, do you have to be Catholic to get the humor? And the answer to that is no, absolutely not. It is very funny. The show ran for years and years and years in New York. On August 9th, we're opening up a play called Greater Tuna, and it's about a town in Texas that is named Tuna. It is about the various denizens of Tuna, Texas. It's a town where Patsy Cline has never really died, and even the Lions Club is too liberal. It's a lot of fun. The interesting thing about Greater Tuna is that there are 20-some characters in it, and they are all played by two actors. And then the last play of the season is The Importance of Being Earnest, which is a comedy of manners by Oscar Wilde. It sounds very trivial, but it's a great deal of fun. amazing response from the community in terms of tickets and interest. We already have one show that is completely sold out of My Fair Lady. I think we're getting fairly close on a couple of performances of Fiddler on the Roof.
So the best way to get tickets is?
The best way to get tickets is to either go to the website. That's the fastest. The second best way, if you can't go to the website, is to actually come to the theater during business hours, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday. If you can't do that, if you absolutely have to call, my suggestion is to call early. And if you do get the voicemail message saying that we're not able to take your call, just leave it your name and a phone number, a good time to call back if we need to call you back at a certain time, and we'll absolutely do that.
Thank you very much. Andrew Gall, the producing artistic director of the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. We'll be talking with you as the season goes along. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.